Jesus Jones, right here, right now, here on The Mix. Just want to get this out here before we get rolling with some more stuff from Jennifer Vigil. There's apparently some flash flooding in Callaway and Parker, which are always prone to that, so just be extremely careful as you travel through that part of town. Apparently there's some cars locked up in...
It's rain. I've already gotten text messages from students that are like, not going to make it to class today. We're flooded in on our street.
So do not go deeper than...
Your car.
Your car. Because you have absolutely no idea how deep that puddle goes, be extremely careful with that. Some other stuff to look forward to.
We do. We have the anniversary of Hurricane Michael coming up really quickly. And to celebrate how far we've come, Panama City has actually worked with Scamp Entertainment to bring Panama City Survivor Jam. And that's going to be a free concert. Mm-hmm. If everyone knows where Bayou Joe's is.
Yeah.
So like in between Bayou Joe's and Mackenzie Park, there's a slope on that field. So it'll be like a natural amphitheater. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be free and open to the public. There'll be food trucks. We have a lot of cover bands coming that will do things like Fleetwood Mac and REO and Survivor. And it should be a really fun event and a good time for everyone to get together and kind of reflect on how far we've actually come in a year.
And that's going to be the anniversary?
That's going to be the weekend. So October 12th, I think, is the date.
That's Saturday the 12th.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, and then we have a few more things coming up this fall. Returning is Public Eyesore, the digital art festival. That's always super cool where they project different art, and they're still taking submissions.
Are they going to do it on the buildings down Harrison Avenue?
They normally do it on Laverne, where the City Arts Co-op is. But then they also do project onto... the Panama City Center for Arts. Every year it grows, the little footprint of it grows more and more, so we're really looking to see what they'll be doing this year.
I don't want to give anything away, but I heard word that they were thinking about projecting from inside of the stores onto the windows, the storefront windows.
That would be really cool.
Yeah, I don't...
It would be like a movie, like... Mm-hmm. That would be really cool.
No official word on that, but...
That would be a really cool thing to see.
Mm-hmm. Now I'm going to have to try to get inside information on that. And then Will Thompson is putting on the Panama City Songwriters Festival. Mm. And that's the next weekend after Public Eyesore. Public Eyesore is November 8th and 9th. And then Panama City Songwriters Festival actually happens all over downtown Panama City. Mm-hmm. And that's November 15th and 16th.
Okay.
So we're really looking forward to that. It was planned for last year, and the hurricane changed those plans. But last year, they had over 70 artists that were assigned up to actually be participating in the Songwriters Festival.
That's wild.
Mm-hmm. That'll be great.
Well.
Can you hear the rain? I can hear the rain.
I can hear the rain. Yeah. We're going to take a quick break. And coming up shortly, we're going to have you pick your vitamin B.
All right. I'm excited.
Yay. All right, after a little journey. You're on The Mix.